Well, welcome to the Panthers podcast. It's been really a long time since we've got the gang back together. Guys, we've just been having too much of a great summer. So welcome to Chris Gadsby from BBC Radio Nottingham, the former Panthers goalie Dan Green, your match night commentator Jono Bullard, and your match night DJ Kenneth Feast. Welcome to you all.
Hello.
Evening.
Hello, 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 hello.
Well, I don't know where to start. Let's start top left in sort of my corner, Chris Gadsby from BBC Radio Nottingham. Let's talk in general about the roster with just a couple of face places to fill, really. What do you think? What do you think the core's come back? If you look down the roster, nearly every player that I think fans really wanted back are back. Been a bit of sprinkling of other players. A few have moved on. What's your thoughts on the roster?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we started to announce kind of player back after player back, I was very happy with the players that got brought back, don't get me wrong. I was maybe slightly concerned that Panthers were maybe not moving forward as much as other teams were because they were bringing in plenty of fresh faces and Panthers were bringing in a lot of the same. So was it a case of Panthers would be where they were last season and then other teams would get better? But then the more I thought about it and the more the new signings came in, it looks to be a very, very strong roster that Panthers have kind of put together kind of almost under the radar a little bit. There hasn't really been many kind of signings that have been like massive shouts, a bit like when Sam Hare came back last year. It was all big song and dance. And it's kind of been, in my view anyway, compared to some of the other teams, a little bit under the radar, so to speak. But it looks a very, very strong roster.
I mean, maybe it's the way people chat about it, Jono. If you listen to everyone in Sheffield, that league title's sewn up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know why everybody's bothering. Apparently, there's absolutely no weaknesses in their team. Give them the trophy now, you know.
I want to push you on. Sorry, I want to push you on something Chris said about upgrading and bringing back the same guys. We only finished 6 points off the league title in the end, and we got to the semi-finals of the cup and we won the playoffs. So that proves we were not far away anyway. So that core of players coming back, and just look, any team is you're never ever going to sign every single player back. Some guys want to move on, other guys you want to upgrade. I mean, you look at people like Quinn Wickers and Niskala, they're going to have a crazy experience in Japan. I mean, good luck to them. But yeah, Jono, you're never going to sign them all back. But again, I like what Panthers have got because for the first time in a long time, that huge core that we needed are back.
Eight non-homegrown players, I'll say, and four homegrown. It's 12 players back, which is, unprecedented for recent times. I think that the record when I was looking was nine in modern times, which I think was way back in the 90s, and eight in the Elite League for bringing back. So to bring back who we have, and the fact it's quality players we've brought back as well. Jason Grande, Cooper Zek, Mitch Fosse and Tim Doherty, I think who were probably on the top of most people's lists once the season finished. Diederik Hembrank coming back for a third season as well. It's a really great core, a quality core of quality players that are coming back. And then what we've added to it, I think we probably have so far, I think, improved on last season. And I think if you look on paper and that's all you can do at the moment, I think we look very strong. I think Belfast look very strong. I think Sheffield look very strong. And I think it's if it goes to how it looks on paper, I think it's going to be a very close season between those three teams once again.
You didn't say Cardiff there, and I want to come back to that. And I can understand maybe why you've not, but I also think you should never write a Tomo team off. But
No, I
let's come
would
back to the
agree.
Cardiff. Let's pause on that one because we'll talk about the other teams in a minute. But I'd be intrigued to bring you on this. Ken, one thing I want to push for you is you look at the response from guys that, a lot of supporters on guys have not come back. Hugo Wahr earlier on in the season not coming back. I mentioned about the two guys going to Japan. You look just recently, Ryan Bernard obviously is not coming back. And there's quite a lot of disappointment amongst the fan base. And that just shows how well that team did last year and how much those players resonated with the fans that there is actual quite sadness that so many of, well, not so many of them, but the ones that haven't come back, you know, the way those fans have expressed their sadness.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think that the connection that they obviously had, I think the connection that was within the team last year was super strong. So there's no doubt in that. Then you've also got the players where there's that emotional connection to the season before as well, and a lot of love and a lot of emotion around that. And I guess any player that was there, you know, not last season, but the season before and into, you know, last season and whatever, there's an extra special element to that, and that will always be the case. So I think that's the thing. I think if you take your sort of emotional brain off and you sort of look just at the hockey on, you know, and you know, we talked about on paper, I think it was, you know, it's fortunate we play on ice rather than paper. So I think having 12 guys that are back that know what it's about, they know what, you know what to expect, they know the city, they know the way that, you know, they know the standards that the club wants to set, they know the culture. That's really positive because that saves time with the ones that are coming in. I think for me, you know, if you look at the players that have moved on, obviously Bedsy's gone to Germany, but is it Chernomaz's team out there, and you know, it didn't necessarily work out for him with injury, but if that hadn't happened, we obviously wouldn't have ended up with Grande, which was just an absolute pickup of the season. And then you sort of look, and I think personally, the one that I was a bit sort of like, ah, you know what, I'd have loved to see him back was Nisk, because I, you know, I thought he was just so solid. So I think he's the one for me that I kind of go, ah, that's the one that I, you know, out of the ones that maybe moved on, I'd have gone, yeah, that he would have been the one that I'd have had back. But I think, you know, you talk about, you know, it's not, it shouldn't come across as disrespectful to say I think we've upgraded in all areas, because it's no slight on the players that we had who were a great team. But I think what we've done is tactically so far we've made strategic upgrades. And I think, yeah, the other teams are, you know, making a big song and dance of what they're signing. Jono makes a great point. We're just quietly going about our business. And you know, there's some this we I would rather we don't make a massive song and dance, and we let the players do the talking on the ice. That's how I want it. Quite happy.
Fabulous point. And you make a good point about Niskanen as well, because, you know, I think he probably was under the radar, but I think more the people reflect, the more popular I think this guy was. And he was, to me, very high up my re-signing list. I could even maybe have put him in the top five. You know, he just, no fuss, like you said, no fuss, got on with it. I know that the coaching staff really admired him. And good luck to him. Good luck to both of them who've gone for that excitement in Japan. Greener, finally round to you. It's summer, so there's no top on, which is great
Yeah,
news
of course.
for everyone, even though this is
Tops off.
a work, but a audio podcast. Greener, well, the news, the very recent news, is the completion of the goal is. Obviously, we knew about Jason Grande. We knew about Lucas Sheldon. But also your old friend Kevin Carr coming back. Very, very interesting signing, because knows the Panthers, had the year here in the pandemic, one of the best netminders in the league before that season got short, cut short. Came back, didn't he, the year after we had off for the pandemic. He's been in Dundee. He's been in Germany last year. His figures are always over 90%. He is a guy with experience. And again, you'll be able to express this way better than me, but the tick the boxes, knows Nottingham, knows the Elite League. Can give experience to young Jason Grande. He ticks all the boxes for me, Greener.
Yeah, I think he's the perfect you know, complement for Jason to come in. You know, you want, as you said, you want someone to come in, not only has played for Nottingham, but he knows the league, you know, playing for two teams in this league. He was really good, you know, playing for the Panthers, two really good seasons. But I think more than that, he's just an amazing, you know, a great person. You know, I think obviously Jason Grande, the intention is he will be the number one. He will, you know, start off playing more games, you know, after his season last year. But, you know, Karsey will come in, he'll work hard, he'll be a great teammate, he'll play the games he can. You know, if there's any, you know, God forbid injury to Jason, he'll step in. And yeah, he'll just come in and be a really good teammate. A lot of the guys, you know, Tets, Ollie, all of those guys were all here last when Kevin was here. So he'll have no problem bedding in. And yeah, I think, you know, you're just looking for that perfect partner for Jason. And I think Kevin will be it.
And going kind of what Jono touched on, Chris, and I'll push Jono because I know he had something keen to say, but what have you thought to the other side's squad building? I mean, you know, Coventry are fascinating. Kevin Moore's taken a bit from everywhere, Sheffield, and obviously a couple from Belfast, one from Glasgow, hasn't he, off the top of my head, I think, or am I getting that wrong? But, you know, he's taken a few guys that maybe weren't in the other team's plans. I'm not sure. Maybe some of them just fancied a change. Coventry look interesting. Where do you see? Is Jono right to say three teams in a hump this year at this stage, or do you see it differently?
It's interesting. I think Coventry have made interesting moves. I think Glasgow have as well. Glasgow have pinched quite a few players from other sides around the league. So it could be fascinating. And as we've said, it's not played on paper as we know. I mean, I can remember when Jason came in, everyone said, right, he's the backup. And, you know, Beds is the guy. Even Danny said that to me in his interview. And Jason's just going to have to do a job. And then he turns out to be a fabulous netminder. And I think that's something that, some clubs, I mean, the one that really stuck out to me was a bit like a trade, but not a trade, of Logan going to Sheffield and Finn Urich coming the other way. Because you look on social media after that, and a vast majority of Sheffield fans think that Panthers have got the best deal out of that effective switch. So that's an interesting one to look at from what I saw on socials. And I, the other thing with Panthers roster coming in is the players that have come in, they've all, as far as I'm aware, the vast majority of them have got either, they've played with people already on the Panthers roster before, or they've got, you know, previous people they've played with who have been in Nottingham. So they've got that link, and so then Omar and stuff can get second references. But it is an interesting one. I mean, as Sheffield and Belfast always look good, you can never count Cardiff out. I think Glasgow are going to be, a decent side this year. Guildford have made some interesting moves. It is difficult to know. I think it's only when you get towards kind of the Fifes and Dundees you think are going to be towards the bottom again, and Manchester perhaps, that, you know, you get a vague idea, but nothing major.
Yeah, so that point about Cardiff, I think it's very interesting. Cardiff look heavy. You know, they look tough. They look physical. I mean, no one ever really fancies going into Cardiff. It's a tough rink to play in anyway. But I think under this squad that Paul Thompson's assembled, it looks really tough. So I think it'll be interesting. You know, going into Cardiff is going to be a battle. It's going to be a war. How that team can skate on a big ice like Nottingham and Sheffield, that'd be the intriguing thing for me. That juxtaposition, you know, you just look. But again, we've not seen a load of these players play. So just because their stats and what you read about them suggest one thing, maybe they'll come and they will gel. And, you know, maybe they'll revel in the big nationalised centre ice. You know, who knows? But on paper, obviously, they don't maybe look as skilled. Again, this is just all about analysing points. And we all know it's so dangerous just to look at what a guy got last year in the East Coast or whatever, because you never can tell, Jono. But is that kind of where you're thinking? Like, they look heavy, they look tough. And on paper, that's a recipe to success at home. How they'll skate on the bigger ice surfaces like Nottingham and... And didn't they, who was it threw a stat at me that... The matches they had at Nottingham and Sheffield and Belfast last season, they won.
They didn't get
or not one.
They did. I don't think they won a game in Belfast, Nottingham or Sheffield all last season.
And that's a crazy stat. But, you know, as we all know, Paul Thompson's a very good coach, and he's only gone away and bettered himself. So they are going to be dangerous. But was your thinking kind of along the lines as I was laying out there, Jono?
Sort of. I mean, they do look very tough. I think they will be very heavy-handed. I think the games they have against Fife could be very interesting as well, looking at the roster they're putting together. I think the thing for me with Cardiff that makes me discount them slightly is the fact they've got a lot of older players who are well into their 30s. They are the as we stand at the minute, they are the highest average age team in the Elite League. I don't think that the size of the ice will make a difference, because I believe that the ice arena Wales is the same size dimensions as our ice pad. I believe
Intriguing.
it's an
Is it
Olympic
really?
side.
I thought it was a
I think
bit
it's an
smaller.
Olympic. The big blue tent wasn't, that was
Yeah.
smaller, but ice arena Wales I think is an Olympic size ice pad.
You know
So
what? You're bang on because we played GB there, so it must have been. So yeah,
yeah.
absolutely. Yeah.
So I don't think that will make too much of a difference as such. I think it's more the fact that they do have a lot of players who are sort of getting to veteran status, and I think that may play a part as the season goes on. I think they look strong. Don't get me wrong, I'm not writing them off at all. I think they've got a lot of depth, and they do have a lot of very, very good quality players. But I just looking at it, I just don't think they quite have enough to challenge. But like you say, you can't really write off a Paul Thompson team, who I think was a fabulous appointment by them. Really, really did.
Ken, Garrett, Hunt, talk to me.
Yeah, I've
Can I throw something at you and then talk about him? So he signed in Fife, yeah, and that's a hell of a signing. They needed somebody to revitalize their franchise, yeah, and he's gonna put bums on seats. I have no doubt the year he signed for us 3 years ago,
Yep.
yeah, he would have put bums on seats for us. But you look at him now, and yes, he would. I see again. We ain't got time. I think we've only got about 7 minutes left. I see the signs again. Our Panthers are too weak. Where's the physicality? Well, the team's very similar to last year, and we won last year, and we came 6 points away from winning the league title. So we can discuss this another time because I love it when we discuss it. I guess my point is Garrett Hunt will be great for Fife. But would he have been good for Nottingham? I don't think we could afford to use a guy like that if we want to win a league title.
It's so few points on that. Fife, Cardiff, to an extent, have kind of gone off in this direction. They've loaded up their heavy sides. Fife, obviously, with Garrett Hunt, he's of the very very much of the old school. He's getting older now, but he's no, nobody's fool. He will be, like you
37.
say, magnetic when it comes to putting bums on seats in Kirkcaldy, and like you say, exactly what they need to revitalize that franchise. I don't fancy playing them up there in Fife. My sort of thoughts on it are twofold. It's like, do they know something about Dops that we don't know? Because what's going to happen there? Because we've seen where the kind of level is in the elite league. It's got faster. It's got more European style. Less of that kind of, old style that we all hark back to. So there's that. Second is, my worry is, no matter what happens, you don't want to be the, if Hunt picks up a big ban, or if Cardiff pick up some bans or whatever, you don't want to be the team that happens to, that picks up the injury, because it doesn't matter what the ban is. If you lose Hembrandt, or you lose Chase Pearson, or you lose Mitch Fossier, you lose them because to injury for however many games. Doesn't matter what, might be that happens in a Fife game, or it happens in a Cardiff game, but you still lost that player. So what I sort of think is, I do sort of worry a little bit, and I think, you know what, I almost think, we just get some import sparing that we sit on the bench, that's their role, and we only play them in those games. But I don't know, that's never going to happen. But the kind of thought process I'm going
I
through.
get
But
that logic. It isn't going to happen, but it is good logic.
but finally, the biggest surprise package for me, or the biggest one that I'm like, that's the team I'm like, other than Panthers, I'm interested in, is Kevin Moore's Coventry Blaze. Because that team overachieved last year. Loads of people had it pegged for 10th place. It is upgraded. Kevin Moore's got some, he's got something there. He's building something there, and that's the one where I think that team could do something. And I'm not one for predictions, so they always come back and bite you on the backside. But that Coventry to finish higher than Cardiff.
Yeah, very interesting. We're going to end now with Greener because I feel like we've been round twice, maybe three times, not sure. But Greener, again, we how do you see that? As a former player, you look at someone like Garrett Hunt, and again, we don't know how he's going to play. Maybe he's toned it down. His penalty minutes suggest he still gets a fair few of them, over a season. But those sorts of guys, I guess they can be just as much as a positive. I guess that they can sometimes be a hindrance. It's a balancing act, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, as Ken and that said, I think for Fife it's perfect. They're rebranding. They've had two or three, obviously quite poor seasons, changed ownership. They want to make a statement. He's a statement signing, he's that guy that's going to come in and, fly the flag for them. But I think it's one of those that, the first few weekends he might do something, might have a few, get into a few scraps. But normally by Christmas, there's no one really there for him to fight. He's had a couple, and I just think, yeah, it's nice to have a little bit of backup on your team. But we didn't really have it last year. But we just had good team toughness. We had three or four guys that could do it if they needed to, and I just think, yeah, you kind of risk someone like a Hunt, like you said, maybe cause an injury, intimidating you a bit. But I just think the game's progressed from that, and I just think, he's not going to come into Sheffield or go into Nottingham or anywhere and, turn a game on its head. Personally, I don't think. I mean, yeah, Cardiff have obviously got a little bit of a different route, a bit more, that's Tomo's style, is it? Tomo's a bit of a throwback coach. He does like his physicality, and I think if he can get them bought in and playing well, they'll use that to their advantage. But I just think the game's moved on from there, and as long as we've got a few guys that can push back a little bit, I don't think it'll be any real concern to us.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I'll just end on one thing. I don't think he's an out-and-out Sean McMorrow enforcer,
No.
who
Oh,
again,
no. Yeah, he can play, obviously. Yeah.
he can play. You look at his stats, and okay, they've decreased over time, it seems like, more or less. But yeah, like he obviously can play. So it'll be fascinating. I'll be fascinated to see, will he last the year? Will he get into trouble with Dobbs? Will he, who's going to want to fight him? I think they're all questions. I think we could have a really lively debate next time we're together. We're running out of time, but it's been great to get you back together. We'll obviously get back together much more frequently now the season is back upon us. And don't forget, pre-season tickets are on sale. The opening game of the season, Concordia University, tickets are going well. They're just £11 plus a £1 fee for the arena fees. And now, of course, the first nine home games are on sale of the season. Not even had a chance to talk about the fact that we've got Blake Richardson, son of our old friend Bruce, coming back, which just makes all of us feel really old indeed. But we'll catch up with that probably ahead of time, ahead of that next.
I'm Bergie as well. He's coming back.
Oh, and Bergie coming back, that's crazy. He didn't even know when he signed his contract with Amiens and they agreed the deal, he did not know that Panthers were playing. So he had a double bonus. He got his contract and then rang his friends and family and found out that Panthers were playing, which was great. So it'd be great to see Bergie back. But now, everyone, great for listening. Thank you to the guys for taking the time up to speak, and we'll see you next time on the Panthers podcast.